A fisherman on a Dutch harbor-based trawler died last week, but not while working at sea. Divers found his body underneath the dock where his employer's boat is. Police are still investigating, but it appears the crewman fell in the water unseen after returning from a night out in town. KUCB's Greta Mart reports.
The trawler named Margaret Lynn returned to Dutch Harbor from a fishing trip on April 10th. The following night, 35-year-old Matthew Warren was out at the Norwegian Rat Saloon drinking PBRs. In the morning, his vessel captain realized Warren was missing and started looking for him around town. But a hat belonging to the crewman was found on the dock.
And that combined with some information that officers obtained from the captain, other crew, taxi drivers that they talked to, they put together that it was quite likely he had returned to the dock early in the wee hours of the morning.
Unalaska Deputy Police Chief Jennifer Shockley says when the captain alerted police, the search was focused on the marina from the start. Police brought in commercial divers who recovered Warren's body from under Carl E. Moses Boat Harbor's B dock around 7:30 p.m. Tuesday.
This is the kind of tragedy that we see, I want to say, probably about every 2 years. Sometimes we find people who are reported missing. Sometimes we don't. Almost all the times that we have a situation like this where somebody falls into the water in the night, we almost never have anybody who saw anything, which is, you know, part of the reason why they end up this way.
Shockley says Warren's father called to receive the news. Not much else is known about Warren other than he lived in Anchor Point, Homer, and Fairbanks at various times in his life. He had been fishing on the Margaret Lynn for about a year. Word of the fisherman's death spread quickly around the island and hit his friends and fellow crewmen hard.
When you hear that it happened to somebody that's a fisherman, but in that way, it's even like it's worse, you know? Because at least out there, you're putting your life for what you do every day. You make money. That's what you do. That's your life. You go out there and you risk it. Somebody like that, it's pretty sad.
A fisherman in his early 30s, Eric Valenzuela, says he's been crabbing out of Dutch Harbor for the past 5 years.
It's happened to me where I know it could have been an accident. I left the bar, you know, had a couple of drinks. You don't even have to be drunk. I mean, it can just happen in the middle of the night. You know, you step on a buoy or you try to cross. You're like, oh, I'm good. I've been doing this for many years. I mean, it don't matter if you've been doing it for many years. All it takes is one little slip.
A bartender there at the Rat the night Warren died says he was not visibly intoxicated when he left the bar. She says Warren got into a taxi with another local and left. The U.S. Coast Guard announced in October that over a recent year-long period, not one Alaskan commercial fisherman had perished at sea while working. But between 2000 and 2009, 133 commercial fishermen died while working in Alaskan waters, says the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH. One-third died from falls overboard.
And not a single one of those guys was wearing a life jacket when he died.
That's NIOSH's Ted Teske. Last fall, he was in Dutch Harbor to survey fishermen about their current use of life jackets. Teske says, anecdotally, more crewmen in the Dutch Harbor fleet are wearing PFDs around the clock. The latest designs are in the form of suspenders, easy to work in, and forget you're wearing. But who wears a PFD while docked? Matthew Warren did not.
Certainly, if he'd been wearing one, he would have had a much greater likelihood of survival. But the reality is that most of the people who work out here on the fishing boats, when they're in port and they're simply getting on and off of their boats in order to, you know, go to the grocery store, go to the restaurant, go to the bar, they're not wearing a PFD to do that.
Deputy Chief Shockley says at this point in the investigation, there's no reason to suspect Warren's death was other than an accident. His body was flown to Anchorage for an autopsy, and Shockley says it'll be a few weeks until they know more information on the precise cause of death. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Greta Mart.